enjoyed meeting you on the air tonight and talking with you. Enjoyed the conversation, definitely. Pleasure's on this end. And I was actually sitting over here looking up the ARRL because I was going to see when the last time was that they'd updated this stuff. But generally, for the most part, they update their license. They update the testing pool about every 5 years, roughly. Trying to pass that along. I want to say, look under licensing, education, and training. You should be able to find what you need there. It's my guess, anyway. But anyway, yeah, maybe we'll catch you later on. Be good, be careful. KW4TW, 73's to you.
Here, 73T, and good talk to you, and I'll be here tomorrow night all night long, so just holler back at me. This is KO4NNR.
Y'all have a good night. 73, KN4UBG. I'll be clear. And yeah, I will check out that and pull it up and see. I didn't think about that, but yeah, you can go into that and pull it up and find out if it's up to date. Well, I appreciate the info. If you hear us in here tomorrow night, give us a holler. KN4UBG. Name be Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain and I'll be clear.
Are you at work? Or are you up all night or what?
Work, I kind of got a pretty decent job now, and I live in Greenwood and all, but I work up here in Michelin near Donaldson Airport and all, and I'm actually in a work vehicle and patrolling the area and keeping it safe for us, fire, EMS, and law enforcement. And so I was able to put a little radio in my truck and listen and talk and work at the same time. So it worked out pretty good for me.
Are you doing security?
I am.
All right. Mid-90s, I did security right out of college. Had to get me a gig there, and I did that at night. Well, actually, I started off doing it daytime, but once I discovered third shift, you couldn't have pulled me off of that with chains, man. I'm telling you, I do security at night, and I do electrical in the daytime, and cut off around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock or so. Go home, shower, and all that kind of good stuff, and eat, and go to bed, and do the same, get up and do the same thing. But good times, man. Of course, I was a lot younger then. It was easier for me to do, I'd say. But outstanding. And yes, I took my handy scratchy with me.
This for a while now. Like I said, I've been in TV for a good while, playing around with it, you know, as a younger and all, and I've been telling everybody I was going to get on it and ham, and I finally bit the bullet and studied up for it and found a place to test, and I enjoy it, I want to get on HF a little bit. I don't have an HF rig yet or nothing, but, you know, getting on there and talking on, 2 meters and centimeters and all, I've met a lot of good people for sure, and, you know, the job I got right now, it pays good money, and also I get to talk on the radio, so it works out both ways for me.
Yeah, that's fine business right there. Back in the day, man, we used to get on the 145-350 machine, and that thing would be hopping up until about maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Had a lot of us would get in there. So I'd come into work at 12. So I'd usually sign on the radio about 12:30. So from 12:30 to about 3, you know, I'm out here, you know, doing my thing and talking to a number of friends on the radio. And, you know, I didn't know back then, later, you know, that one is I'd make the amount of friends that I had back then on amateur radio and meet the folks and all this, that, and the other. But also some of these people that in my youth, you know, they're gone now. You know, they passed on. And but I was fortunate to not only learn from them, but also had through friendship as well. So, man, that was pretty cool.
Like I said, I live down there in Greenwood, and I got this little cheap radio to bring to work and all, something I can plug into a cigarette lighter because I can't really mount nothing in here. And it works really well, and I programmed it and keyed up in Greenwood and all, and got on a repeater and met a guy named Jack over in 6 Mile, and he has helped me tremendously, you know, with all kind of things and all. And so I get to meet a lot of good people, and people have been on here for a long time, and you learn a lot, and, you know, for sure. And I can't wait to get my journal and try to get in a little bit of HF stuff for sure.
I said, now, you said that you were into, I guess, CB radio and such. Are you able to do any stuff on 10 meters?
So I don't have a 10-meter radio. Of course, you know, you can use the antennas off CB, but I really didn't even know nothing about 10 meters until I got into learning all this stuff, and I've been itching to buy me a 10 meters just to see if anybody's even on it. I don't even know if a lot of people get on 10 meters or not.
Which band openings? I see, they're in Greenwood. I'm not exactly sure where Greenwood is, but down towards Clover, York County, back down that way, 28.340, you'll probably find KE4NOE over there. They do a hoodlum net on Saturday nights, and I'm pretty sure they're probably still doing that. I haven't checked into it because I've not been 10 meter active in a number of years. I live in an apartment, so I really can't have my beams up and my gargantuan antennas and all that kind of cute stuff.
Sure, yeah, I like to try it out and all. Like I say, I played around with CBs with a bunch of friends and this and that for a while, and I enjoyed it, but it's nothing like this. No, I mean, it's, you know, ham's a different world and all for sure, and hitting the repeaters, and, you know, I thought it was neat the other day when I found out the SE Hearts linked up, and I talked to people in Charleston. Of course, tonight, you know, we hit a couple repeaters up in Tennessee and North Carolina. No, I don't know if you've heard that earlier, but it's been pretty fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, man, this is a pretty enjoyable hobby. I mean, it's a good hobby, I'd say. I've been into this for, gosh, a number of years, and let's say, I guess I've had my ham license now for about 25 years, and actually probably going on 26, but it don't matter. It don't matter how long as you got it. But, you know, like you, I got my start in CB radio as well. I was 13 years old, man, and I was like, you know, I wanna do something else. I done made about every kit that Radio Shack had to offer. And I was like, you know, it'd be possible to send a voice over this thing here. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's already being done. That's what CB radio is, or any other type of radio for that matter, and television and everything else. So, yeah. So, you know, from that, I kind of developed an interest in CB and all this, that, and the other. And it was a good hobby there for a while. Kept me busy on the weekends. Friday nights, you'd find me on the radio. A lot of times Friday and Saturday nights. And something I kind of try to do even now to some degree. Cause it's a good way to kind of while away an evening. And keeps you out of trouble, and et cetera, et cetera. It's a good hobby.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I think it'd be a great hobby. This, you know, what I'm realizing, though, the sky's the limit. You know, you can spend as much money or little bit of money as you want. I mean, it's, you know, you can do all kind of things and all. And like I was talking to Jack over here in 6 Mile, and he's been doing it for about 55 years, and he said there's a ton of stuff that he ain't even touched or even had a chance to even look at, because there's so much stuff out there to look at and so much stuff to do.
That's like, you know, with me, man, I'm kind of wondering about some of this FT8 stuff. And, you know, when Packet was around, or I guess it's still around, but I know a lot of guys that I knew from back then, I don't even know they do packet anymore. But you know, I sold my TNC years ago, and just got out of it for the most part. But to make a long story short, man, I'm kind of thinking about maybe, you know, getting into some of this stuff a little bit. You know, it's interesting. You know, you don't have to sit there and baby it or anything. I'm all about that. But I thought at one time I'd like to maybe buy me a repeater, put it up somewhere, and that's something I'm still thinking about in the back of my mind. But I don't know if I want to go through all that aggravation.
I look at all kinds of things. You know, I've been, of course, being new in this, I've been researching and looking at this thing, and I was looking at repeaters, looking at all kinds of stuff, and the only thing that scares me a little bit, we got several good radios, repeaters in Greenwood, but I can't get anybody to talk on them. They do the net check-ins, but you can't get a whole lot of Greenwood people to talk for some reason.
Found the repeaters and they don't want to talk. That doesn't make sense, does it? Yeah, it's the same thing up here. You know, you'll have repeater check-ins, and then they'll check in the repeater and rag to you, and maybe two or three people might say, yeah, sure, and then others will no rag to you, and it's done and over with. Everybody scatters. You know, one time when the net was done, rag to you was done. Heck, we'd still have a big old party in here, you know, talking and everything else, you know. And some would be talking, some would be listening, and you know what? There was just a lot of folks in there, and those were good times. Now, I'll tell you this while I'm thinking about it. On 10 meters from 28.3, that's 28.3 megahertz to 28.5, you have privileges on upper sideband, and you can run up to 200 watts PEP. That's peak envelope power. So, kind of keep that in mind, my friend. There's nothing keeping you off of 10 meters except, I guess, maybe a radio.
That's what I was looking at. I was planning on playing with it and see what I can come up with and all, because all I need is a radio, and I got plenty of CB antennas and cables and all kind of stuff, and I even got an amplifier and all that stuff, so I thought about getting into it and try it out.
What antenna do you have?
Fire sticks. I got probably 3 or 4 or 5 fire sticks, and I don't think I got any of my mag mounts anymore, but I got into fire sticks, and I love them. I mean, they work really well.
Yeah, the fire sticks, you can probably just trim those down a little bit. I want to say there's probably about maybe 4 to 6 inches difference between the CB band and the amateur radio band, but that also depends on what kind of antenna it is. Tune that sucker up, baby. Tune it up. Get her done. I do wish you could actually make you a 10-meter dipole, do a inverted V, and hang it up, or go get you a piece of plumber's pipe and some wire, 6-inch form, or no. A 3 to 6 inch form. A 3 inch form you want to use about, 6 turns of wire. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say that's about what it would be. And then you can adjust the gap in between that coil that you've made, so it'll resonate right where you need it to.
Project to play with.
When I was a youngin, I was about maybe 14 years old. I got one of my dad's fishing poles and wrapped a piece of wire around it, just like what I'm telling you to do with a bigger piece of pipe. And I set that thing up on the back porch and was talking a few miles down the road on it. I'm going to say I got about 2 miles out of it. And But anyway, it did work. Fishing pole antenna.
Yeah, that fascinates me. You know, I should have got into it a long time ago and all, but it fascinates me to be able to throw some pipe and wire together and string it all up and all, and better talk through the wet air to people. That's, you know, I've had a lot of people trying to talk me into getting that echo link thing, and I looked at it, but, you know, to me, that's just talking on the phone or talking through the computer. I want to actually talk through the radio and go that route, but, so, I mean, that's kind of where I want to kind of stay at. I don't really like getting into the digital thing. I'm kind of an old school way.
I had a friend of mine. He finally got me to download Echo Link, and it sat around on my phone for a few months. I didn't mess with it anymore because I had to send them folks a copy of my call sign and all this, that, and the other. And I was out on the truck at that time, so, you know, it's not a priority. But anyway, I come home for a week, and my phone was just a-buzzing. They sent it after me, so I finally did it. But at any rate, Echo Link's okay, man. It's just another way to be able to reach out there and touch someone, I guess. But here's the thing. It's like anything else. Technology will fail you. I know a lot of people are putting their money into DMR radios and all this, that, and the other. And I guess there's probably some good things about them. But when the fecal matter hits the oscillating turbine, anything that's voice over IP, it's going to be useless as tits on a boar hog.
You know, I've looked at that girl, and I had a bunch of people talk me into it, look at it, and I got on there, and I haven't even transmitted on it yet, but I got on there and listened to a couple things. But to me, I just don't feel like I'm on ham radio when I'm doing that, you know, and I guess it'd be cool if you wanted to, you know, talk long distance and all, and, you know, and I'm not on HF yet, but it's just, to me, I want to do it old school, you know. I guess it's just me, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with it by no means, and I mean, it's a good tool, but I think when, like you said, when it hits the fan and all, I'd rather have the airways to be able to talk that way, for sure.
But, you know, here's the thing, too. It doesn't hurt to kind of dabble in it and make yourself aware of it or even proficient in it, you know, as far as that goes. Because there's other stuff, too, that I think is going on. I'm kind of wondering if, in a matter of, you know, say 20 or 30 years, if, one is if we're even going to be testing anymore to get a ham license. I think before too long, you know, they'll probably drop all the requirements of that. I know Brazil actually put a thing on the table about dropping requirements for amateur radio license where they are. Another thing is bandwidth and spectrum and all this, that, and the other. Digital is more narrow than what, of course, analog is. Analog takes up more bandwidth. But I guess we're just going to have to kind of wait and see. But I kind of think to some degree we're going to head towards digital, just like television stations have done. And I think FM radio will also eventually follow suit. There are a number of stations that are like that already. And, you know, they actually have one station, and that station has like two or three different substations where they play different programming. Back years ago, you used to be able to tune into an analog station, then use a SCA decoder off of the baseband input to find other programming, news, weather, sports, just other stuff, different kind of music, elevator music, whatever. But, you know, the whole thing is evolving. That's kind of what I'm getting at, KW4TW.
Like I say, I kind of why I downloaded a Echo Link, just to dabble in it and try to at least learn it. And, you never know. If I'm out somewhere and I don't have a radio and I need to communicate with somebody, you know, maybe that's another way of backup to say something or do something. So, I mean, I'm not 100% against it, and I don't doubt anybody for using it or anything like that. If I had a choice, I'd rather use a regular radio and talk and this, that, and other. But I think it's great to dabble in a little bit of everything and get familiar and how to use it for sure.
Definitely. Most definitely. I see. NNF, what's your name again?
With KO4NNR.
I've copied the NN Foxtrot before. NNR. All right, Jerry. Name's Michael over here, and I'm in guest on you. Across the way from you, about an hour and a half ride up the road from you.
That's that the one we was talking to you earlier tonight, and all. I think you was talking on what KM4MHZ repeater or something.
I'm not sure. I don't even know which repeater that is. I've been on the 145.230 machine tonight, and I've been on the 147.120 machine tonight. I don't remember. I don't know. I was talking with UBJ earlier.
Yeah, I wrote down some other people's stuff down earlier, and all when I was talking and all, and one of them was in Tennessee and one of them was up towards North Carolina, but I was just trying to figure out which one you were. But so you were Mike, you said? What's your call sign again?
Let's see, KW4TW. Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Whiskey. Name's Michael.
KW4TW. It's good talking to you. I'll fix out running the building right quick and check a couple of things, but I'm about to call 73 right now, and I'll be back on here in a little bit, if you're around. But this is KO4NNR.
Yeah, man, well, I think I'm going to call it a night and turn in. But definitely enjoyed the conversation with you and the other gentleman this evening. And maybe I'll run across you again sometime. But in the meantime, you be careful, be safe out there. And we'll catch you later on down the log. Pleasure's on this end, 73 to you. This is KW4TW. Michael Gastonia, I'll be clear.
Good talk to you, Michael. And like I said, I'll be back here tomorrow night if you're here. Just hit me up and I'll talk to you later. Thank you.